The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 10th of April, 2018. We're going to be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's happened over the last few days here and there. Coming your way right now, as always, in about 5 minutes. Dump, dump, dump. Have you taken a look at your Facebook news feed today at the top? That is, if you're still using Facebook. Wozniak isn't anymore. Well, you might be getting a notification saying that Facebook, they've let your data slip. That's right, Facebook has actually started notifying millions of users that were affected by the Cambridge Analytic privacy scandal. All 87 million of you. What will happen is Facebook will display a link at the top of the news feed, pointing out users to remove apps they no longer need. Now, if your data was improperly obtained, Facebook will share how you were affected via those links they gave you. Of course, this is all coming on the heels of old Zuckerberg fixing to testify before the U.S. Congress this week. Basically, it's damage control. And boy, have they got a long way to go. Uber. Bicycles. I guess it's love. Yes, the dockless bike sharing app Jump. Well, apparently Uber said, yeah, we're going to give you some money. We'd like to have that. Quite a bit of money, too. $100 million. Yeah, that's what the rumors are saying anyways. Now, those of you that have listened to the show probably a little familiar with this story. Jump was that New York City-based e-bike startup, and they've actually been working with Uber over the past couple of months on a pilot program. Apparently, that program's been going so well, Uber just kind of said, here's some money. We'll just take you. Now, of course, with this deal, Uber has access to Jump's 12,000 dockless GPS-enabled bikes that will be in 40 cities across 6 countries. Now, why Uber wanted to get into the e-bike business, nobody really knows. Maybe it's to give their customers another option. Hey, I can't get an Uber. I guess I'll just pedal my butt to work. iPhone users, looking to the back of your phone right now thinking, I don't know, maybe 2 cameras just ain't enough. Well, Apple's saying, have no fear, because here comes 3 lenses for you in the next iPhone next year. Now, yes, Apple's not really the one saying this. This is more of, again, rumors. But let's face it, the rumors have been a lot more enjoyable than the actual news coming from Apple lately. Anyways, yes, you heard me correctly, a triple lens iPhone that apparently will be led by a 12-megapixel lens. Again, according to the Taiwan's Economic Daily News. Can't exactly say they're high up on the food chain when it comes to accurate information. Anyways, in this report, they're claiming the camera will have a 6P lens design with a 5x zoom. They're not saying if that's digital or optical. I would imagine it's got to be optical, because we already got 5x digital zoom, and it sucks. Of course, they went on saying this new feature would allow the camera to provide a lot more advantages over the competitors. One of the most improvements you'll see is in low light performance. Is this how it's going to be for iPhones now? You know, so we can keep updating them? You're going to look around at people, oh, you got one lens, you got an old one. Oh, you got 2 lenses. This is kind of old now. I mean, it's old stock. Look at me, I got 3. But Bob over there, he's got 5 lenses. Bob is the trendsetter. And finally, Twitter and those automated accounts. Don't you just love those things? Not? Well, here's a report that won't really surprise you none so ever. Did you know that of those automated accounts, Twitter bots are behind about 66% of the tweeted links for most popular sites? Really? This is all according to the Pew study. No, not new. Pew, as in, I don't know, something stinks. Anyways, Pew researchers compiled a list of 2,315 most popular sites and then analyzed 1.2 million tweets that included links to those sites over a 6-week period. The results, well, they show the automated accounts played a huge role in links to a wide range of prominent websites on Twitter. And all of those tweets came back to Twitter bots. I know, not huge shocking news for you today, is it? Sorry. And finalies were really hard to come by today. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, that is our website, powered by uk2.net. That's where you find our podcasts, like this show and Mac Show and The Big Show, and heck, I even heard the photo show is making a return this week. Plus, so many other great podcasts to check out on our network. Also, while you're over there, check out our reviews and blog section, too. You can also check out our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, Twitter, promise we're not a bot, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter. I'm also not a bot, at Kyle Swagger. And don't forget our BTN community. Over in our Slack room, the destination for you to come hang out with us is britishtech.slack.com. TechNewsNetwork.com. The new show will be returning to you on Thursday. We will then be getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.